before going up into the actual closing, we'll do that now. Firstly, I'd just like to play, I'm not sure how what role the viewer, but I'll just play a little bit of Lanzo Brunice chanting the 21 Kara praises, and this was with the nuns of the nunnery that Lanzo Brunice started in the board, which is a bit close to Kopar Monastery, which is the country. Which has now got about 300 nuns doing amazing things. Some of them are actually studying the statues. Some of them through the budget of the retreats. They're really quite amazing. This project, I think, is this moment in the world now. Probably the biggest one of, if not the biggest, so Indy is usually doing very slowly and plod along, but once you get familiar with it and are able to do it reasonably quickly, you can also feel that when you do it at a certain speed, it is kind of much more energizing, whereas if you go really slowly, it's not quite actually the opposite. So it's good to get familiar with it. So it is kind of nice to know how to chant it in Tibet, because our teachers, great masters, are Tibetan, so it's nice to be able to join along with them. But it's also great to be able to do it in English, because we can then be, you know, in the room, we're very few of us learn Tibetan. So what we can try and do now is to chant it. We won't do it so quickly, so just to do it twice in Tibet, and the third time we do it in English.
Om Jetsun Mahamadoma Lachasa Lord Chazadoma Numa Kamo Chinigiri Vada Dhamma Chidin Tunga Chugisha Gingeta Jevalen Joma Chaza Tunga Dama Kondu Kawa Gini Seka Selma Karma Tunga Toba Nangi Rati Chile Rara Parma Chaza Tunga Chuna Kiki Demi Chaza Namba Gema Jinba Zunlu Kabu Shiwa Tuna Sanji Kuyumima Chaza Dejin Chepe Tsukoi Payan Namba Gawa Jema Mother Paro Chimba Tore, Kelis Ekishin, Jazakutarani, Yedan Tokamantam, Jidan Dungo Jagin, Yupamala, Supam, Chazagin Mela, Samba, Roma, Nasoma, Kitcha, Dungo Rola, Vizan, Nandan, Chazakan Jada, Paro Jukura, Kitcha, Yakan Yom Jam Jagin, and Mela, Dumba, Supama, Chandra Kudala Jiva Udina Kitama Kalama Shepara Jitukarai Hindu Kavitama Kutama Chaza Zaji Yoma Tornam Kamte Kupandu Mahima Chanya Yuva Yiga Hongi Pandu Kamte Nambadoma Chaza Dawe Dumbo Ogen Yepa Kamtishin Dupana Reve Kuna Bambele Tapa Jindura Zem Chaza Kelpe Tame Meta Pare Hema Unamema Yega Yungam Kune Korge Taya Kune Nambadoma Chaza Zaji Ngala Chagi Dugi Nusin Chagi Poma Chanya Chimse Yige Hongi Rupa Kumbo Namikyama Chaza Dema Gema Zima Nayan Dishin Juyu Mima Sawa Onda Yanda Tempe Vipa Chimbo Jumpa Nima Chaza Kune Kora Karu Etaya Rupin Nambar Gema Yige Chube Ngane Kepe Vipa Hume Dobo Nima Chaza Dure Jami Dabe Hongi Nabe Zabu Nima Ri Ramandara Lambe Jee Vipa Suna Yola Nayin Swayin Namber Vipa Taja Chana Nama Paranyija Pagi Yege Namaru Pana Sama Chaza Layin Totam Kalpo Param Yilam Chi Tama Kuneko Chakala Chigil Zaram Yilam Chitama Chaza Mima Gawa Yete Chenyu Parara Sama Paranyija Tukarayi Shibu Tavarim Sama Chaza Dene Sundan Kerpe Shiva Turana Dandama Gana Vrolanda Jintona Nipa Ture Rakyam Nima Tawe Maki Tava Tiran Chaza Omani Mungu Sanchi All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator Homage Dara Swift Heroic, Isaac Lightning Instantaneous, Front from Opening Stamens of God, What a Three Was Here One Notice, Homage Shears, Face Combines, A Hundred Looms of Solid Floors, Blazing with Light Rays Resplendent, As a Thousand Star Collection, Homage Golden Blue One Notice, Water Born in Hand Adorned, Giving Effort, Calm Austerity, Patience, Meditation, Mercy, Homage Planet Dr. Carter's actions triumph without limit. Relied on by conquerors' children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, who desire direction and space. Traveling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worship by the All Lord, Shaka Agni Brahmanaru. Honored by the host of spirits, portrayed as Vrindavan's Yakshas. Homage to the Trempe sound, destroying the magic diagrams. Perfect pressing left and right in, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to Rivera, dreadful destroyer of our champion. She with flying lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorned the retreats of Muda. Vibrant masses all excited, all direction would adorn her. Homage seems so joyous, radiant, crown emitting columns of light. Her full laughing with the Taurus, subjugating Mara's demons. Homage she and with the summoned, all its guardians descended. Shaking, thriving with her own sign, saving from every misfortune. Gold with resin, with all northern super shining. Avatar in the hair, not sending not much light eternal. Homage, she did with the blaze like you on any final binding. Like success and voice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she strikes the ground with her banner with her foot beats it. Scowling with the leather on the center, and the sheep is conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she is fearless, peace and honor. She and I with woman so wise, spoil of great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Breathe with woman knowledge, mantra, regnant of the 10 letters. Homage to ring with sea letter, of the shape of syllable. Five of stamping shapes of three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in the hand the Hema Buddha Deva Lekha. With my spoken Dara and Vekha, truly dispelling poison. All the children, both in their kings and the canaries who are. All the little joyful splendor, she dispels and dreams and comforts. All the children's two eyes bright with radiance and sunny form. With white eye and the darling, she dispenses living pages. Homage for the liberating, power has ever been ages. This voice hosts the spirit's justice and response to supreme touring. These praises with the root matters and prostrations that are conventing.
So that's a solid version of that, right? It's actually when we recite the poem, it's really good. I should have said this at the beginning, of course. Hopefully everyone knows what power looks like. So one imagines that there were 21 towers surrounding her, and as he recites, and as we think that light goes out from the heart of each tower, as the mantra, as thinking of in the heart of each tower is the mantra, and actually each of the towers has a slightly different mantra. The main mantra of Tara, of course, I think that one mantra opens on David, Jerusalem. So you imagine that at the heart of each tower, and as one decides the mantra with phrases, one imagines that this light goes out from the mantra at the sleeper's tower's heart, making offerings to all the gurus, and also it goes to oneself, and to all this light goes to oneself, to all sentient beings like parents and mothers, arms in front, all human beings, all the beings in the situation. And this purifies us of all our suffering, all its causes, all causes of sickness, disease, and so on. Eliminating all causes of whatever problems we're experiencing. And at the same time, awakening all the good things, all our good qualities, all our love and compassion, conditions to the bottom of life, and wisdom and so on. And it's also really helpful as one's reciting the 21 phrases to think that as oneself is reciting it, that everybody else, all the sentient beings, are reciting it. At least the thing we're putting forward to is mum and dad, the rest of the family, the friends, relatives, partners. At least one of the things that they are deciding to make. They must measure their praises with you, and therefore creating lots of merit. So therefore you are helping them create lots of merit by reciting with you. Then it says that at when one's finished reciting the phrases, because you don't have to be reciting that many more than three times. Three times is two. Two phrases in any one session, at least three or four. One's okay, of course, one time is good. Two is better than three, three, four, five, seven, all that stuff. But three is the tradition. So at the end, you imagine that she touches you and everyone else on that gift with her right hand in that gift, that grant of realization in it. So, comes down on that gift, blessing. trespass is, it's got a on the tumor of the Dover Lord Chancellor, which translated means it is on homage to the venerable Arya Tara. So the commentary says, so this praise to the 21 top towers also, as you can see, it incorporates the mantra of the Tara of the Wind. So on it starts it's at the beginning of most mantras on the earth. As I've explained before, this sound of is actually made up of three sounds, which is three letters, the sound of O-R-M. So, so these three sounds and letters make up the syllable on, symbolize the body, speech, and mind. In this case, the body, speech, and mind of Tara. And those three things sort of come together. What seem to be separate things, those three separate sounds join together to become one unified sound. So this sort of symbolizes how the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha are actually just one thing, one organic whole, not sort of. With us, our body, speech, and mind are three very different things. But with the Buddha, with Tara, those three things are completely unified. So then, Jetsuma. So, Jetsuma, the term of the silver gel means protector. It can be translated in various ways. It can be translated as lord or protector. Something like, well, a lord is also a supreme being, but a lord is someone who rules over some group of people, and in a sense, is their protector. But used very specifically, it means protector, government, of course, protecting us with the Dharma. So, Tara is the protector of all sentient beings, the most precious object and protector. And the term Tsun means someone who is living and observing to the mind. So, Tara, of course, being a Buddha, living in pure morality. So the pure morality and the practical mantra vows that lead to liberation. Also, she was pure even upon sacred vows that bring about enlightenment. And she also observes pure different mantra vows that enable one to achieve enlightenment extremely quickly. So she is the very embodiment of perfect morality. So she keeps all of these vows like a perfect morality should. So although she, Tara, has the aspect of wearing all sorts of beautiful silk white dresses and jewelled ornaments, in a sense, she is like a perfect morality. Then Jetsuma. Suma is the feminine ending, and Ta is the masculine, and Ma is the feminine ending, but it also means mother. So Tara is often called Mother Tara. And she is called Mother because Tara has all the energy and activities whole sacred beings. All sacred beings will become Buddha as a result of the Chinmay or enlightened activities of Tara. So when we become Buddha, when we achieve enlightenment, it's due to the partly due to the receiving the blessings of the Chinmay, the enlightened activities of Tara. It's due to that that we will become Buddha. So that's why we call Tara the Mother. Tara is the one who gives birth to our life, or helps give birth to our life. Sumra, the Padma. Padma means Arya Bindu. Right? So Padma means like female Arya Bindu. And as I mentioned earlier, that Arya is someone who lives realized. Here, an Arya beings. So there are many different kinds of Arya beings. There are the Arya beings who are on the path to just liberation, seeking their own nirvana. But then there are the Arya bodhisattvas on the path to enlightenment. Arya bodhisattvas. So here, Padma is referring to the highest level of Arya being, which of course is Buddha. So she's gone beyond what a Mahayana called is a selfish stage of just seeking their own liberation from samsara. She's just gone to achieve complete liberty with self-liberty. So that's why she's called Jetsu Mahayana Dharma. And she's called Dharma. So it's a Tibetan term that means liberate. That's the translation of the sensible view of Tara. Tara liberates all sorts of things from suffering, delusions, pregnancy, and misery. She liberates, also Tara is famous for not only liberating us from ultimate suffering and bringing us to liberation and enlightenment, but also there are all these stories about how she liberates us by relying on Tara, thinking of Tara. She protects us from all different kinds of bad things. So there's just eight different kinds of dangers that she is particularly famous for protecting from and those dangers also have a symbolic effect. It refers to means the type of their stories. I won't go into those in detail too long, but there was a nice story illustrating how people prayed to Tara and they were threatened by particular dangers. But those specific kinds of ordinary dangers are also symbolic of some of the external dangers, but they're also symbolic of inner problems and dangers to our spiritual heart. So she is said to protect us from the dangers of blindness. There's not too much danger of blindness in Adelaide, probably, but if you lived in India in the good old days, there was some problem. So, anyway, wild animals. If you're ever attacked by a wild animal, up and running, that's what they are. But also the lion symbolizes pride. So Tara protects us from the danger of pride, which is actually worse than the danger of lions. Lions can't kill our bodies. Lions, pride, destroy our spiritual life. also Tara wrote stories of Tara saving from the dangers of elegance, which also even in present day stories of even this girl years before the that was virgin forest, untouched forest. And so the step was kind of clear and broken. Wild elephants living in forest. So quite a few, I don't know how many times, but there are a number of occasions when the elephants were attacked by wild elephants. Stories of guys having to run up trees and stay up trees all the time. Also, but the monks always make, like, no monks are the monks, and they would be like, hanging by the elephants. So, in theory, it would be very dry, I think, and it would be like, and she protects from fires, so the Australians need to rely on fire, protect it from fire. Everyone goes on leadership when the criminal crazy can read the truth. And that is symbolic. The symbolism of fire is dangerous. This is one of the things of the religions we have. She protects from the dangers of snakes, which is the symbolic meaning of that is jealousy. She protects from the danger of thieves, which is the danger of imprisonment. If you don't want to go to jail, it's better. There are stories of being out of jail, not because it's not around. There is a nice little book, I can never think of the title, I've read it many years ago. Experiences, and quite interesting, pretty much all genres. very difficult to explain how this can work, but somehow they have to attempt to probably have what is here. It's not magic. The difference on how accumulation is done, how faith, and how strongly we do these things, etc., etc., etc. But it does seem to work. As I've mentioned before, when I look at the land of monastery, there was a period of time, about a year or so, when a hospital, I think it was in Texas, in America, specialized in heart surgery. And requested, I don't know how they found out about this, but they contacted us and requested us to pray to some poor patients who were about to have a heart, a very, very serious heart operation. So every now and then, for about a year, they would send an email and say, so and so is about to have, on such and such day, this major heart surgery, please pray for them. And they sent it out. Various Buddhist groups, Christian groups, all sorts of religious groups, and asked for that person to pray for them. The person was never told that they were going to pray for them. And so they conducted an experiment. So some patients were asked to pray for some work. And after a year or so of doing this, they assessed all the results and sent them back. And they said that it seemed that the people who were prayed for, and I didn't even know that they prayed for, tended to have a much higher recovery rate. And even apart from that, experience less pain and difficulty after the operation. So even if you don't know that you're being prayed for, you're not going to be. And even if you don't know that the person you're praying for, you're not going to be. Because we didn't know who to call, just the pain. And none of the people that were praying for these people knew who they were. And there are many experiments like that that have been done. And certain Dalamas, and certain lawyers, who have done that, Dalamas, certain Richard, who has been totally, has totally made that doing prayers and meetings work for them. Because much of it, Richard opened the ears. But when I was with Richard, what money should you receive from the day of the fast? I don't want to do that. Should you discuss it with me for publication? And which is not a lot, it's many lines, but international money and sponsor people. Therefore, you wouldn't ask the monks and monasteries to pay them to pay for it. Because they have great faith that doing this for these practices, especially if they're doing this for them together, just like that. Oh, which is, oh, just want to finish my hand up. I've got one bit to do. Oh, I remember what it was did the Brahma. Chagsela. So Chagsela means I prostrate or I pay homage. Prostrate, I pay homage. So there's three kinds of homage or prostration. You can pay homage to your body by doing physical prostration. You can pay homage and prostrate by using your speech, by praising the Buddha, praising Dharma. That's what the first one praises about. But the most important kind of tolerance and frustration is the difference line. So the important thing when deciding these phrases is to have that to try and cultivate as much as possible that faith in yourself. As in life being who has this unrestricted love and compassion for oneself and also has this unrestricted, unlimited, boundless enlightened relationship which helps us. So if we open our hearts to minds too far, there's nothing. Because there is the Tara out there, but there's the Tara or the potential Tara within our hearts. So by doing these practices, we are connected with the external Tara, but we also, at the same time, it's really important to help me creating the cause and the conditions for our inner Tara energy to manifest. So, in conclusion, what did I add? The reason for attending any teaching is the ultimate reason. Especially if you don't have Tibetan Buddhists can end up having huge numbers of prayers and meditations during the day, like the Lama, like the Pono, even just ordinary students are talking about this, thousands of practices. So if you don't have